Intimidating texts to his accuser could land Antonio Brown on exempt list. By Dylan Gwynn on September 20, 2019. Antonio Brown's second accuser says that the Patriots star receiver has sent her intimidating texts since she accused him of sexual misconduct last week. The woman told Sports Illustrated that Brown made inappropriate sexual advances toward her while she painted a mural of him. "I'm on my knees painting the mural, and he walks up to me butt-ass naked, with a hand cloth covering his penis, and starts having a conversation with me," the woman told Robert Plemko of SI. "Unfortunately, I've been tried by men a lot of times, so I just kept my cool and kept painting. After that, it all ended abruptly." Now, Plemko reports, Brown has sent group texts to the woman in which he accuses her of fabricating a BLLSHT story. Brown goes on to claim that the woman has concocted the story make up some stuff for money. He also refers to her as a super broke girl with a lot of kids. In addition, Brown encourages someone he refers to as Eric B. to investigate the woman to find out how broke the girl is. The former Steeler also sent a screenshot of the woman's children, claiming that the image showed his accuser is awfully broke clearly. The woman's attorney responded by sending a letter to the NFL accusing Brown of intimidating and threatening our client, in violation of the NFL personal conduct policy. "Our client is understandably frightened by these text messages, which are clearly intended to threaten and intimidate her," the woman's attorney Lisa J. Banks wrote. "While she certainly qualifies as a starving artist, she has never approached Mr. Brown, nor will she, about seeking money to compensate her for his sexual misconduct, contrary to his allegations in the text messages." According to Pro Football Talk, the league responded to the letter within an hour. "Investigators will speak to the woman's lawyers about the situation." The league's personal conduct policy, to which the woman's attorney refers, is clear on the issue of harassment and intimidation. The policy explicitly bans stalking, harassment, or similar forms of intimidation. Such a violation could result in Brown being placed on the commissioner's exempt list, a function of the commissioner's office in which a player can be excluded from games and practices while still receiving a regular paycheck. It's unclear whether the league will take that next step. As for now, Brown and the Patriots are preparing to face the Jets on Sunday. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.